As I said at the beginning of Mass, my name is Father TJ. Before I entered seminary, I worked here on staff at St. John Vianney. So from 1999 to 2003, I was here on staff as a youth minister. So it's always great to come back to St. John Vianney. It's always great to see familiar faces. And it's great to celebrate. Thanks. Thanks. It's great and celebrate and pray with you. Today, in the readings, we have a pretty cool theme that's woven in the midst of it. And it's about keeping our eyes on Jesus. It's about keeping our eyes on the Lord. Currently, my assignment is the director of vocations for the diocese. So I get to meet men and women who are thinking about priesthood, about consecrated life. And one of the great blessings about this particular assignment is that I meet young people who say, look, I have everything. I have a great job, I have a great car, I have a great career, I have a dream house I've always dreamed of, but I feel like something in me is missing. And they come to explore, to find out, well, maybe what's missing is faith. Maybe what's missing is my purpose in life. We had one seminarian that collected all 24 of the lightsabers in the first 6 episodes of Star Wars. And he got done with the collection, and he looked at his collection, and he said, what have I done? Like, what have I done with my life? The most important thing was this Star Wars collection of lightsabers. And shortly after that, he felt the tug in his heart of God saying, hey, why don't you think about being a priest? And so he's currently in the seminary discerning priesthood. But that happens with each of us. And I think that if we looked at something that we really desired, something that we really wanted to obtain, once we got it, we said, now what? I got my dream. Whether it was a house or a job or promotion or whether it was whatever it was. Maybe there's something that we said, look, all of my energy, all of my effort has been toward this. And then we feel empty inside. In the gospel today, Jesus tells this parable to the man who says, look, I don't know what to do. I have so much stuff. So I'm just going to knock it all down, build bigger storage spaces. And the Lord says, all right, it's time to go home. Time to go home to heaven. You're not going to be able to eat all of this. You're not going to be able to spend all this. You're coming home with me. You see, if we keep our eyes focused on the stuff of this world, we're going to miss out on the stuff of the next world. We're going to miss out on the stuff that is in our hearts. We're going to miss out on the really important things. And that's what the scriptures remind us today. We are not called to vanity. We're called to be people of faith. Because if we keep our eyes focused on the materialism, we are never going to be happy. We're never going to be satisfied. We're just going to be going from one thing to the next, hoping that this next thing is going to fill me up, is going to satisfy me. And it never will. The only thing that's going to satisfy us is the love of our God, is the peace in our hearts, knowing that we are created by Him, knowing that the way He made us is enough. One of the great blessings that we have as Catholics is every week we get the opportunity to come and celebrate the Eucharist, to be reminded of the most important things, the gift of faith, the gift of love, the gift of family. And we gather together week after week to pray as a family for the peace and the love that we can't find anywhere out in this world, but we find it here. And we bring our hearts before the Lord. We open our hearts to Him and say, Lord, we need You. We need You in our lives because we need hope. We need joy. We need peace. And we need love. The women this weekend have been on the Axe Retreat. Their theme has been, if today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. That was a psalm that we proclaimed together. And the women here that were on retreat all weekend, they no doubt had an encounter with the Lord's love. They realized that God loves them more than they could ever imagine. And it was a chance for them this weekend to go off on retreat and refocus and recenter. To know that the most important thing in their lives is the gift of faith and the gift of love. So ladies, I hope that as you end your retreat and go back into the world, that you keep your eyes focused on Jesus. So that the moment that you start to look around at the world and say, what's going to satisfy me? You realize that none of that will. None of that will satisfy you the way that your encounter with the Lord's love this weekend satisfied you and gave you joy and gave you peace. As we celebrate the Eucharist together, we ask the Lord's love to come into our hearts. We ask Him to help us to be able to see His face, to be able to see the beauty of creation, and to be able to journey with the Lord in this great love. Closing today, I'd like to make one more pitch. I'd like to encourage you, please, to pray for an increase in vocations. Vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. And maybe somebody out here in the church today is wrestling with a story, like I said at the beginning, of being really satisfied with life, having everything you want, but still feeling like something's missing. Maybe God is calling you to be a priest. Maybe God is calling you to be a religious brother or sister. And so if God is calling you to that, my friends, I know that there's nothing that will bring you greater joy than being able to serve God as a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun. And I would also ask you, people of St. John Vianney, to pray for me and my mission, pray for me and my ministry, and pray for young people from this parish that they might be able to hear God's voice if He's calling them. We pray together today for this peace and the joy of the love in our hearts, that we may be strengthened by His love. And we also ask the Lord to continue to send us laborers for the vineyard, that many more men and women will answer the call to serve God as priests, brothers, sisters, and nuns.